Usafiri
bismillah alhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. On this blessed night, ibnillahi ta'ala, we'd like to welcome you to Masjid Ibad al-Rahman, the grand opening of Masjid Ibad al-Rahman. And we saw it befitting to invite our Sheikh Abu Abdullah Khalif Abdul Samad, the Imam of Masjid Tawheed in Stone Mountain, Georgia, and a graduate of Medina University over 2 decades ago. And I've known the Sheikh for a very long time. He's a student of Sheikh Uthaymeen, Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Abad Al-Badr, and the Mashayikh of Medina. The Sheikh is well known to the people in America. He's been giving da'wah for that long. And we'd like to thank him for coming all the way here to benefit us with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him of the religion. And inshallah, we'll have some lectures, and also we'll go through a book. So we encourage everyone to come to these durus, these lessons, because we're going over a book. And you'll have a reference for Allah ta'ala. And inshallah, you can review it and teach it to others. And after that, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also thanking our dear guest, Sheikh Khalifa, who I've known for more than 2 decades, hafidhahullah hifdan. He's from those who's foremost in encouraging us to open a place like this. Him and other mashayikh, like Sheikh al-Nisan, hafidhahullah. And after that, I'd like to thank all those who helped in putting this place together, all those who helped in preparing this place for this dawah. I thank them and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put it on their mizan hasanah. After that, just some ground rules for Allah ta'ala. As you see, this place is a new place, new carpet. Please, cleanliness is utmost. The fathers, they should have their children beside them, and the children should stay with them. We have hall monitors that will send you back, and they will report you to your father. Also, in Allah ta'ala, no videos, no cameras. Don't take any videos of anyone. The Sheikh does not allow that. And do not take pictures of the Sheikh. We do not allow that. So inshallah, put your phone away, take out your notebook and pen, unless your phone is your notebook. And get ready, bi'illahi ta'ala, to benefit from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires the Sheikh. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us and you in this beneficial dawah, conference, seminar, over going over the 6 principles. The 6 principles by Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab al-Tamimi, rahimahullah rahmatan wasi'ah, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these principles are around what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made clear in his book, the Quran. So all these principles that you hear is directly from the Quran, and the Sheikh, he will go over it and explain it. فَلَتَفَضَّلْ مَشْكُورًا مَأْجُورًا مُسَدَّدًا.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فان خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شر الامور محدثاتها وكل محدثه بدعه وكل بدعه ضلاله وكل ضلاله الحمد لله all praise and thanks be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah عز وجل who is the only one who gave us everything we have of uncountable blessings and favors and graces. الحمد لله إن تعد نعمة الله لا تحصوها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who protect from us all calamity beyond our imagination out there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who cover our shortcoming. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we hope to forgive us, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for burden us. Ahmaduhu subhanahu wa ta'ala wa nashkuru. Wa huwa ahlu thana'i wal majd ahaqu maqala al-abdu wa kulluna lillahi ibad. Then we send salah and salam to our beloved Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was sent to all mankind. Wa ma arsalnaka illa kafatan linnas. Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to all mankind, all human. Anyone who doesn't believe in Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the seal and the final of the messenger after he was sent, nothing of religion will be accepted for. And this is the covenant that Allah had with the messengers of Allah. وَدَخَلَ اللَّهُ مِثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لما آتيتكم من كتاب the ayah. So we send salam, salah and salam to Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. Then to his beloved companion, his family members, and his beloved companion and those who follow them. Ridwan Allah ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Amma ba'd, just one correction. Jazakallahu khair, akhuna Ahmed Mursal, Allah good for me. So he said, I'm a student of Sheikh Uthaymeen and Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Abbad. He means, maybe he wish, that's true. He means, I wish to be there, a student, yes. But to be in reality, I wish I would be. Sheikh Uthaymeen, I only met, let alone being his student, I only met him in my lifetime. I only met him, I think, 3 or 4 times. How can I be his student? Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Abbad, I saw more than once. حَفِذَهُ اللَّهُ وَأَكْرَمَهُ. But alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kareem. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سُئِلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمَ الرَّجُلُ يُحِبُّ الْقَوْمَ وَلَمَّا يَلْحَقْ بِهِ وَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاتُ وَسَلَامُ الْمَرْءُ مَعَ مَنْ أَحَبُّ. Person will be with those who love them. We ask Allah Al-Kareem subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who love the people of knowledge and honor them. Those who love the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companion, those who follow them from the people of knowledge, including them, Sheikh Uthaymeen, Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Abbad and others. Then, inshallah ta'ala, this is a reminder about the safety is in following Messenger Muhammad sallallahu and his companion. قال الإمام أحمد رحمه الله في أصول السنة أصول السنة عندنا التمسك بما كان عليه أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والاقتداء به. So following the messenger of Allah Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام and his companion is the path of safety from his guidance in this dunya and from hellfire in the hereafter. Because Allah said in his Quran, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اهْتَدَوْا. They believe, means the people. Similar to what you or the Messenger of Allah, your companion believe, they are guided. So if people believe what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did believe, and what his companion used to believe, then they are upon guidance. وإن تولوا فإنما هم في شقاق. But if they turn away, they are in controversy. They are in divorce. And this ayah, Amantu, if you believe, is plural. The Arabic speakers, they know. Amanta is one singular, male. Amanti, one female. Amantum, a group of people. Originally for male, can be also for female. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companion, what they believe? Whoever believes similar, بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُ equal to, similar to what you, all the Messenger of Allah, your companion believe, whoever believe from the people, فَقَدْ اِتَدَوْ بِإِنْدِيلِ قَيْلِ. So someone who wants good for himself, he look always, it's what you believe, it's your creed, is your way of religion, your way of understanding, similar to what Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companion used to believe. You find that, thank Allah for that. Be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jalla and be firm on that path. Don't take to the left or the right. Deviators are Allah. Don't be amazed with those who deviated, how they deviated. Be amazed with those who remain firm, how they remain. Because the means of deviation are Allah's. Desires, doubts, ignorance, blind follower, arrogance, name it. But to be firm, that's something you go. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you firmness, istiqama, ala amrihi, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. And be on that path. There will be a reminder about that inshallah after Isha. Istiqama. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعلنا من أهل الاستقامة إنه على كل شيء قدير. In another ayah, Allah said, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقَ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ السَّبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. What surah this verse is? وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقَ الرَّسُولَ. Anyone remember? وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقَ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ is in Surah Shura, Husa Nisa. Muhammad Sheikh, I give you advice. Barakallahu fiik. Al-Aqidat al-Wasitiyya, MashaAllah. Very good book, and especially the one I hand to you has where to write the note, not just the book itself, MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. Barakallahu fiik. Studied, reviewed, and tried to teach others, inshallah. So in this ayah, Allah said, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقَ الرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى. Whoever delivered the message after their guidance has become clear to him. He's not ignorant. He knows. Then after having knowledge, he deviated. He delivered the message. وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ السَّبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Follows away other than the will of the believers. Whoever delivered the message after the guidance has become clear to him, follow away other than the will of the believers. Allah Azza wa Jal didn't only mention whoever delivered the message, but also He Subhanahu wa Ta'ala add to that, follow away other than the will of the believers. ومن يشاقق الرسول بعد ما تبين الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوله ما تولى ونصله جهنم وساءت مصيرا. Whoever follow, whoever delivered the messenger after the guidance become clear to him and follow away other than the will of the believers, we will let him have what he chooses for himself and we make him enter hellfire. What an evil destination the hellfire is. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this ayah He mentioned, whoever delivered the messenger after the guidance became clear to him, followed the way other than the way of the believers. Who are the believers at that time? Yes, who's her sahaba? Yes, who's her sahaba? Barakallahu fi. Kashf al-shubahat. Barakallahu fi. Easy way to get a free book, mashallah.
JazakAllahu khair. So in these two ayah, the first ayah Surah Al-Baqarah, if the people believe similar to what you, Adam Masafala, your companion believe, they are guided. In Surah Al-Nisa, whoever delivered the messenger, follow a way other than the way of the believers. They've been threatened with hellfire. So this is a clear to believe, to be upon what Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companion were upon. In the hadith, Hadith al-Firq, the famous hadith, authentic hadith, narrated by different companions, reported by different companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned his ummah will divide into 73. كلها في النار إلا واحدة all are in hellfire except one. قالوا من يا رسول الله He صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked who is he in the group who are saved out of 73 who are they He صلى الله عليه وسلم said في رواية من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي the one who is upon the way that I am my companion me and my companion are upon today من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي whoever upon the similar to what I and my companion upon today So this hadith, some scholars, this word they say is weak. Some they say it's authentic. But the ayah in the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, is shahid, is a witness for that. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اهْتَدَوْا مَنْ كَانَ عَلَى مِثْلِ مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ الْيَوْمَ وَأَصْحَابِهِ All this shows the importance of The safety is following Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companion. You have that from Quran and you have that from the Sunnah. Therefore, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, here's a question. Why Allah al-Karim subhanahu wa ta'ala, what's the wisdom behind that Allah mentioned the companion with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Were the companion following way other than the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Isn't the religion that with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was same with of Allah's speech, Quran, and the Prophet's Sunnah? Yes. What's the wisdom behind mentioning the believers with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Mentioning the companion with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the wisdom behind that? Now.
Because they follow the religion with the intent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the intent of the Prophet.
Because they follow this message, the religion, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger intend. Sahaba, Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhi, they don't have a separate religion, a separate way than the way of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, they are not going to be a companion if they don't follow the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the wisdom behind it is because it is them who understand The religion of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than anybody else. They see the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practicing the religion. They understand the language of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the expression of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the culture of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is them whom Allah praised them in Quran in many ayat, praised them and promised them for Jannah. Promised them Jannah. It is them who the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make dua for them. It is them who aid the messenger in the battlefield, in conveying their help, being supporting him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially when he was in difficulty. So their understanding is very important. And any group will deviate from Khawarij, Qadariya, Jahmiya, Rafida, Shia, and name them. Anybody, any group who deviated, wallahi, you find they deviate from the understanding of the companion. Therefore, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, when he went to debate with the Khawarij, he said, Ataytukum min asqindi ashabi nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa laysa fikum minkum ahad. I come to you from the companion of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, none of them is among you. No one of you is a companion. I'm the one who come from where they are. It is them who said to me to you, The same thing, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, when he saw those group who had the gathering in the masjid in the new way of worship, he said, "Haula ashabu nabiyyukum mutawafirun." Here are the companions of the messengers, they are large. Bad number is there. Means no one is among you. No one among the companions is among you. No one from the companion. None of you is a companion. So those two Sahabi, Ibn Abbas, who debate the Khawarij. And many follow him, alhamdulillah. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu Khawarij, who debate those who were using the papyrus in the masjid to count the arkan in a new way. Both of these companions, they use the Sahaba as a proof. So anyone who is on an understanding, anyone who is in a way other than the will of the companion is lost. Therefore, النجاتُ ما لا في اتباع الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه. The safety is in following the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and his companion. Hadith al-Arbad bin Asariya, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gave talk. From that talk, he mentioned that he is about to pass away to die. Sahaba, they asked to give them summary, to give them admonition, to advise them. Arbad bin Asariya radiallahu anhu al-Arbad, he said, وَعَدَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمَ مَوْعِدَةً بَلِيغَةً وَجِلَتْ مِنَا الْقُلُوبُ وَذَلَفَتْ مِنَا الْعُيُونَ فَقُلْنَا يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ كَأَنَّهَا مَوْعِدَةٌ مُوَدِّعٌ فَأَوْسِنَا. So they asked the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to advise them. He gave them a summary. Go back to hadith of Arbad bin Asariya. Understand very well. You understand all the religion of Allah. You understand all the religion of Allah. If you understand the hadith of Al-Arbad properly, the way it should be understood, you understand all Islam. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam summarized the religion of Allah for the ummah because he was about to pass away. From what he mentioned, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ بَعْدِي فَصَيَرَ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Indeed, whoever among you who remain alive will see a severe difference, a lot of difference. You're not going to be united as you are today. If you remain alive after I pass away, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll see a lot of difference. فِي رِوَايَ خِلَافًا شَدِيدًا, a severe difference. Ummah will divide. Just as they are today. Maybe here in Virginia, not maybe they divide. Different methodology, different understanding. Everyone is pleased with what is up on. Everyone is okay with what is up on. The name is the same. The name is the name. Muslim, the masjid. But the understanding, he mentioned alayhi salatu wasalam, this is going to happen. What did he advise? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ. Upon you, was mandatory on you what you are required in that situation to hold fast into my way and the way of the rightly guided khulafa. The khulafa al-rashidun. Khilafatul nubuwa 30 sana. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, another hadith, collected by Imam Ahmad. The khilafah, the leadership, which is on the path of the prophethood is 30 years, was the time of Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali. Ridwan ta'ala alayhi. Alaykum, upon you, hold fast, stick to, adhere to my way and the way of the khulafa of Rashid. In Surah Al-Fatiha, what do you recite? اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Oh Allah, guide us to a straight path. The path of who? صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. The path of those who have labored upon them. Who are they? أولئك الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. وحسن أولئك رفيقا. Those Allah has labored upon them are four groups. Prophets, صديقين, شهداء, صالحين. Who is the greatest of the prophets? Yes, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And that will be clear for everybody, believers and disbelievers, jinn and human, everyone on the day of judgment. When people want intercession, someone who asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to judge between the creation, And they go to Prophet Adam, he's not able. They go to, he sent him to Prophet Noah, he's not able. He sent the Prophet Ibrahim, he's not able. He sent him to Prophet Musa, he's not able. He sent the Prophet Isa, he's not able. He sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, أنا لها أنا لا إلس for him. عسى أن يبعثك ربك مقاما محمودا. That day, everybody will know who Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How great he is with Allah, tabarak, how high status he is. Everyone. So he's the greatest of the prophets. Who is the greatest of the companion? A companion of any messenger. Yes, brothers, get close to. Get close to, barakallahu fikum. Get close to. Somebody told me, and I see there are people outside. So no one should think what some gurus are doing. Sheikh Salim Tawil, I was just listening yesterday. Sheikh Salim Tawil, hafidhahullah, one of the scholars of our time, he was reviewing some of the groups, religious groups, who lied to their followers. Some of the groups, some individual among them, they lied to their followers. So one of them, he was saying, he was one day in a masjid, and he see the speaker saying, get close to, space one another, give space to one another. He said, he looked back, he doesn't find any bed. He said, who is the speaker talking to? It's because they recorded him. He said, this word they recorded to show the outsiders that the message is full, is packed up, so people have to get close. This is how some people lie to their followers. Just like yesterday, Sheikh Salim told me, anyone want to listen? This Sheikh is very expert in knowing those wicked groups, how they deceive people. Sheikh Salim Tawil from the Mashaykh of Kuwait, and he is truly the student of Sheikh Al-Faini, not me. So now don't think that's what happened. Brother told me, tell them to come in, and I see. Still there, somebody outside. So, ala kulli hal, barakallahu. So the greatest of the prophets of Allah, who is he again? Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Who is the greatest of a companion of any messenger? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Siddiq. Siddiq. Abu Bakr Siddiq. He is the first man who believed the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasalam. It is he who the messenger trusted to be with him when he was migrating from Mecca. And he was with him in the cave 3 days, 3 nights. إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارُ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. When he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was saying to his companion, don't grieve, Allah is with us. Not Allah is with me. Allah is with us. يَا أَبَا بَكْرِ مَا رَأْيُكَ فِي اثْنَيْنِ اللَّهُ ثَالِثُهُمَا. Oh, Abu Bakr, what do you think about two? Allah is third. Allah is with them. So Allah was with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and with Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala. Abu Bakr, who when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam realized he about to pass away and leave this dunya, he said, "Muru Abu Bakr falyusalli bin-nas." Tell Abu Bakr to lead the people, to be in the position of Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved the most from the women. From the man, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved Abu Bakr the most. From the female, he loved Aisha radiallahu anha the most. He said to tell Abu Bakr to leave the salah. Aisha radiallahu anha had opinion of the Messenger of Allah. Abu Bakr is standing in position, he would cry, he's soft hearted, he appeared. Murwa Abu Bakr for yourself. She talked to Hafsa radiallahu anha, the daughter of Umar, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she shared her opinion on what Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala, she took the same opinion of Aisha. She was talk to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let Abu Bakr leave, not Umar. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated. مروا أبو بكر فليصلي بالناس إن كنا لصواحب يوسف. You are the friend, the companion of Yusuf, those women who tried to. So He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained firm. He meant what he was saying. No Umar, nobody else. Let Abu Bakr lead the people. Let him stand my spot. Not only that. One day Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was brought being carried by Ali and others, because he feel some relief. Before that he was praying in his house because of the pain. So now they brought him to the masjid. When Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu saw him while he's in Salah, he stepped back. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gushed to him, told him to stay there where you are. Continue leading to pray behind you. Abu Bakr, he raised his hand, being very happy. The Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is telling him, lead us. Allahu Akbar. He understood that was honoring him. Stay back to the Messenger to lead. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting. Abu Bakr was standing. Prophet Takbir sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was lowered because of the pain. Abu Bakr was raising the takbir to make the people hear. When Salah finished, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Abu Bakr, didn't I order you? Didn't I tell you to leave? He said, it's not suitable for the son of Abu Quhafa to stand before the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is who Abu Bakr is, the best of the companions. So deal. Then you have Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Umar bin Khattab, never take a path, shaitan take another way. ما سلك فجر إلا سلك شيطان فجر آخر. The devil, the shaitan, see Umar, he take another way. Someone who scare you, he fear of you. When you take away, he see you from very far, he take another way. This is who Umar was radiallahu ta'ala. He made close to 20 suggestions, opinion. Allah sent Quran supporting that, including the hijab, praying Maqam Ibrahim, forbidding the alcohol, and naming. This is Khulafa'ur Rashidun. Then you have Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ma darra Uthman ma amila ba'da al-yawm. Nothing will help Uthman when he does after today. Then you have Ali. So in your salah, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. You're asking Allah to guide you to the path of those Khulafa al-Rashid. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam command us to follow their way. This is the way of the safety. Francis Islam. This way, these teachings, these guidelines, these instructions, these commands in the book of Allah, in the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was neglected by many Muslims. They don't go by the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the way of his companion. From this group, there are four main groups. They are called Khawarij, one group. They are called Shia, another group. They are called Qadiriyya, another group. They are called Murji'a, another group. Four groups. The great Alim, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, radiallahu anhu, rahimahullah, he said, أصل اثنين وسبعين فرقة أربعة أهواء. عبد الله المبارك رحمه الله. He said the origin. عبد الله المبارك when he passed away, or remember any year, or even 100 years, the first 100 or second or third or fourth or fifth, or remember. The fifth, after 400 years, another answer. Yes, before 200. From the great ulama, Ibn Mubarak, he said the origin and the root of the 72 deviated groups are four groups. 181. Jazakallahu khairan. This is a gift for you. Barakallahu. The book is from you, goes back to you. Jazakallah. Yeah, if it was from you, you wouldn't be taking this from his mother, Jazakallah. Because you cannot take back the gift. If you give gift, you're not allowed to take it back. You're not allowed to buy nothing. Al-A'il fi hibatihi, kal-kalbi yaqi'u, wal-A'il. So Ibn Mubarak rahimahullah, who passed away 181 years, 181 years, more than 1,000 200 years, long time. It's not someone who lives our time. Don't take it personal. He said the 72 group who deviated originally are from four groups. Then he said, who are these four groups? He said, هذه الأربعة الأهواء تشعبت الاثنان والسبعون هوا القدرية والمرجئة والشيعة والخوارج. All these deviated groups are from four originally. خوارج, الشيعة, قدرية, and ماذا؟ المرجئة. Who say المرجئة? Somebody close to the eye, who was it? Mikael, barakallahu fiik. If another one said, سبقك بها ميكائيل. ميكائيل said first. بارك الله فيك. طيب. So, ابن المبارك رحمه الله, when he passed away, who said 181? 181. Give this book to the brother of you, our youth. Abdul Ahad, mashallah. From the name of Allah, Al Ahad, Al Wahid, Mada, Naam, Ahad. So, Dal Ali ibn Mubarak, he said, Aslu thnayni wa sab'ina hawan, arba'atu ahwa. Fmin hadhi al-arba'ati al-ahwa, tasha'abat al-ithnayni wa sab'una hawa. Al-qadariyatu, wal-murji'atu, wal-shi'atu, wal-khawar. So, all the deviated groups are from these groups. By the way, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا تَثَاهَبَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَجْعَلْ يَدْهُ فِي فَمِهِ فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَدْخُلُ فِيهِ. If one of you yawns, he yawns, what should he do? He should cover his mouth with his hand. Let shaytan enter him. Do you want to shaytan enter to you? Shaytan go in you and do favor for you? Shaytan, the enemy. التقدير عدو التقع as an enemy is your enemy. You let your enemy not only get close, you go inside you. Is that you yawn and you don't cover your hand, you don't cover your mouth. Some brothers they cover, but when after already maybe shaitan go in, because they wait. After that they pull. What is the point then? So from day one, try to repress the yawn, repress, don't yawn. But if you have to, then cover. SubhanAllah, whenever I mention this hadith, I remember there is a magician, Sudanese magician. He used to make magic, shirk. Alhamdulillah, he returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mashallah. He won against magicians and he mentioned their tricks. It's a YouTube. From things he mentioned, he had 280 jinn working for him, attacking people, collecting information for him. He talked about. He said one time he asked the jinn, how you get into the human being? He said from the means when they yawn and they don't cover their mouth. He said later he came to know that from the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So cover your mouth, barakallahu fiik. Now, the alim, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, al-Imam Barbahari, famous scholar, he has a book called Sharh al-Sunnah, explanation of the Aqidah, the creed. When he passed away? When? Not Abdullah ibn Mubarak. I didn't ask you about Abdullah ibn Mubarak. I asked you about Imam Barbahari. Al-Imam Barbahari, who knows? I want to give you a book, the first one who mentioned, even if you use Google. Yes, Al-Imam Barbahari. Somebody they're asking me now, what's his name? 241? Al-Imam Barbahari? Yeah. 275. Al-Imam Barbahari? I have two different answers. Yes? Naam?
So give us a hint.
Al-Imam Barbahari, no? 329. 329. Not rather, yes. Get Aqidah Wasiti. 329, Al-Imam al-Barbahari. 329 is more than 1,100. more than 1,100. He is explaining, he's mentioning in detail who are the Shia, who are the Khawarij, who are the Qadariya, who are the Murji'a. Please pay attention to that. It's not a Shia from Saudi Arabia. It's not Shia of our time. It's Al-Imam al-Barbahari, 1,200 years ago. Yes, because now it's 1,446. 1,446. And Sheikh passed away 329. More than 1,100, right? Yes. He says, now he is telling us, who are the Shia? Who are the Shia? Who Imam Ibn Barbah, Imam Mubarak, he believes they are from the sources of deviation. Not only they deviate, but also they are from the source of other groups who deviate. So by understanding very well who the Khawarij is, who the Qadariya is, who the Murji'a is, who the Shia is, you understand the root of the deviations. And this group is why I will mention Qadariya, why I mention Khawarij, Murji'a, Shia, because they're there. They are here in Georgia, in Virginia. They are all over the world, almost everywhere. Sometimes they don't say they are Khawarij. None of them tells you he's a Khawarij. Even the Shia, they tell you they are Shia, but they will not tell you they are deviating. You never meet anyone tell you, look, I'm very deviating. Be careful. You'll never find that. Even Fir'aun, Pharaoh, he was not saying that to the people. Pharaoh, who claimed to be Allah, who claimed to be God, who claimed to be who is torturing people. What he used to say, I don't guide you except that which is guidance. I only guide you to that which is al-rashad, knowledge with implementation, subhanAllah. But by knowing the descriptions, by knowing the characteristics, by knowing the belief of the individual or the group, even if you don't know his name, you know who is he. So please open your mind. The Sheikh said, فَمَنْ قَدَّمَ أَبَا بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرَ وَعُثْمَانَ وَعَلِيًّا عَلَى أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَلَمْ يَتَكَلَّمْ فِي الْبَاطِينَ إِلَّا بِخَيْرٍ وَدَعَى لَهُمْ فَقَدْ خَرَجَ مِنَ التَّشَيُّعِ أَوَّلِهِ وَآخِرِهِ. Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, whoever made Abu Bakr first, and Umar, and Uthman, and Ali, he preferred those four companions in this order, Abu Bakr, then Umar, then Uthman, then Ali, over the rest of the companions. He says these four companions are the best. They're better than any other companion. وَلَمْ يَتَكَلَّمْ فِي الْبَاطِينَ إِلَّا بِخَيْرٍ. And he doesn't mention about the rest of the companion but good. He doesn't say about the rest of the companion but good. He only say good about the rest of the companion. He's a companion of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether he's Bilal or Abu Huraira or Anas, he say good. Any companion. He doesn't say ill about any from the companion of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He only say good about them. وَدَعَى لَهُمْ. And he made dua for the companion. He made dua for each of the companion of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you make dua for someone, you love him or you hate him? Love him. So to love the companion of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to make dua for them. The Imam said, فَقَدْ خَرَجَ مِنَ التَّشَيُّعِ أَوَّلِهِ وَآخِرِ. He's out of Shi'ism from beginning to the end. Someone who is on this understanding, he says Abu Bakr, then Umar, then Uthman, then Ali are the best of the companion of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then he only say good about any, the rest of the companion. He never say ill about any companion. He never say negative about any of the companion. And he made dua for them, love them. Al-Imam Barbahari says he has nothing to do with Shiism. After that, if you claim he is Shia, you're oppressing that individual. Al-Imam Shafi'i used to love the companion of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the family members. Ali, Uthman, Hassan, Ali, Hussein, Hassan, Fatima, Ridwan, and the rest. Some people, they say, oh, Imam Shafi, you are Shi'i. You are Rafida. You love the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, إذا كان حب أهل البيت رفضا فليشهد الثقلان أنني رافضي. If loving the family members of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Rafida, you are Rafida, you are Shia by doing that, then let the jinn, human and the jinn, witness that I am from the Rafida. It means loving the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the way of Mada, because they are from the companion. On the top of that, they are from the family members of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So again, that is the issue. So anyone who say Abu Bakr is not the first one, he's not the best. He says Ali is the best. This ideology is wrong. Anyone who say Abu Bakr is the best, but Umar is not next. Anyone who say he doesn't accept, especially the leadership of those qualified, the way in order, he is not Mada on the understanding of, he has some understanding of that. Rafida, if you say ill about those companions, let alone to say Abu Bakr is not Muslim, Umar is not Muslim, Uthman is not Muslim, A'udhu Billah. A'udhu Billah. Have you claimed to be Muslim? Wal'iyadu Billah. Anyone who say ill about any of the companions, some people, they say all the companions, but they say bad about Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Or they say bad about Mada Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, or they say bad about so and so. Anyone who says bad about a companion, he is not from Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. As Imam Ahmad mentioned in his book Usul Sunnah. Now you find when some of the ulama they mentioned, Sayyid Qutb, he was wrong when he said bad about Muawiyah, he said bad about Amr, he said bad about Uthman, let alone before that saying bad about Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And as soon as they say, Sayyid Qutb wrong, you find the deviated groups getting mad, giving you bad names, Jamiya, Madkhaliya, name it. Akhi, to say bad about any of the companion is deviation. Who mentioned that? It's not the scholars of our time, Albani, Ibn Baz, Uthaymeen, Sheikh Muqbil, no. It's not Sheikh Rabish and Aman Jami, no. Was mentioned by early scholars, including Al-Imam Barbahari, who passed away 329. Then the Imam said, so now you know the Shia. Anyone who say negative about the companion of the Shia. Shia. Who are the root from the roots of the deviations. وَمَنْ قَالَ الْإِيمَانُ قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ يَزِيدُ وَيَنْقُصُ فَقَدْ خَرَجَ مِنَ الْإِرْجَاءِ أَوَّلِهِ وَآخِرِهِ. Whoever says the faith, the Iman, the religion of Islam, is statement and action. Statement and action. The statement of the heart and the statement of the tongue, the action of the heart and the action of the limbs. In another way, قول وعمل واعتقاد, the religion of Allah, the faith is the belief of the heart, the statement of the tongue and the action of the limbs. The one who says that, and that faith, that iman increases by obeying Allah, decreases by disobeying Allah. The imam, he says, فَقَدْ خَرَجَ مِنَ الْإِرْجَاءِ أَوَّلِهِ وَآخِرِهِ. He's out of murjia, is out of the ideology of irja from beginning to the end. So anyone who accuses somebody to be from the murjia, like those who deviate group today say that, هَلَ مُرْجِي, أَلْبَانِ مُرْجِي, شَرْتَمِنْ irja. Such Rais Murji, Fulan Murji. They say this about someone who says the faith is the belief of the heart, the statement of the tongue, the action of the limb, it increases and decreases. And Imam Barbahari says the one who says that has nothing to do with it. Again, Imam Barbahari, early scholar. It's not our time. So, murji'a are those group who akharu amala an musamma al-iman. They say action is not from the faith. The action is not named, it's not called iman. And they among themselves, they are four groups. Ahlul Sunnah, they say no. The religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consists of these parts. Something you believe in your heart, something you believe in your tongue, something you believe by your limbs, all together. Each of these matters has detail, but just a general thing. Then Imam said, وَمَنْ قَالَ الصَّلَاةُ خَلْفَ كُلِّ بَرِّ وَفَاجِرِ وَالْجِهَادُ مَعَ كُلِّ خَلِيفَةُ وَلَمْ يَرَى الْخُرُوجَ عَلَى السُّلْطَانِ بِالسَّيْفِ وَدَعَى لَهُمْ بِالصَّلَاحِ فَقَدْ خَرَجَ مِنَ الْخَوَارِجِ أَوَّلِهِ وَآخِرِ. And whoever says the permissibility of praying behind every Muslim, whether he is upright or whether he is rebellious, and mainly the Muslim leaders here. Anyone who says it is permissible, it is bad to pray behind a Muslim leader, whether that Muslim leader is just, or whether he is disobedient, he drinks alcohol, he and the like, for instance. So anyone who says praying behind him is valid, the salah is valid. Also, making jihad with the leader, not against the leader, not making jihad without the order of the leader, rather the jihad is after the leader, Muslim leader orders. As Imam Ahmad said, وَالْجِهَادُ مَعَضٍ مَعَ الْإِمَامِ. The jihad is valid with the Muslim leader, not with groups, not with individuals. It needs a leader, a command of arm. So the one who says also making jihad with the Muslim leader is valid. Even if that Muslim leader is disobedient, he is still, he drinks alcohol, but he's a Muslim. وَلَمْ يَرَى الْخُرُوجَ عَلَى السُّلْطَانِ بِالسَّيْفِ. He doesn't revolt, he doesn't seem to fight the leaders with sword, which here means to fight. He doesn't seem to fight the Muslim leader. Whether the Muslim leader is just and implement the Islamic law, the capital punishment, or he fell short, but still he's a Muslim. He doesn't seem to go against the Muslim leader. وَدَعَى لَهُمْ بِالصَّلَاحِ. And he makes dua for the Muslim leader. He makes dua for the Muslim leader, not dua against the Muslim leader. فَقَدْ خَرَجَ مِنْ قَوْلِ الْخَوَارِجِ أَوَّلِهِ وَآخِرِ. He has nothing to do with the belief, with the ideology of Khawarij from beginning to the end. Now look around you. Look around those people around you. No need to mention one's name, but the description. The one who sees praying behind a Muslim leader, the salah is valid. He sees the jihad should be made with the Muslim leader, by his command, by his order. Even if he is rebellious, he's a Muslim, but he may not be obedient. Also, and he doesn't see it to fight the Muslim leader. He says it's not allowed. Going against a Muslim leader, fighting a Muslim leader, haram. Revolting the Muslim leader, haram. It's not allowed. He says no. He doesn't see that. And the ulama, they mention, going against a Muslim leader, start with a tongue. So if you talk about the Muslim leader, you mention his deficiencies, you spread it, he did this one, he did that one, he did that one. The same thing he did to Uthman radiallahu anhu. They say, he did this, he did this, he did this, he did this. I spread it. It led to killing Uthman radiallahu anhu in his house. Then they did the same with Ali radiallahu anhu. He did this, he didn't do this, he didn't do this, he didn't do this. Say negative thing about him by piling litigation between him and the people. It led him to be killed. So killing a Muslim leader, going against Muslim leader, only started with saying negative about the Muslim leader. Somebody remain quiet. If everybody remain quiet, not saying anything bad about the Muslim leader, nobody will go against the Muslim leader. And Imam Sami rahimahullah, he mentioned the man who the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna min bi'ihada قوما يقرؤون القرآن لا يجاوز حناجرهم. Behind this man, a group of people who recite the Quran doesn't exceed their throat. This man, what he said, what he did? He didn't take sword, he didn't take saif against the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He didn't take a weapon, he didn't take an arrow against the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No, he came to the Messenger and he talked negative. Negative about the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Oh Muhammad, fear Allah, ittaqi Allah, i'din. هذه قسمة ما أريد بها وجه الله. This is what he said to the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this man, he is the root of Khawarij. Yet he didn't take sword. He didn't physically fight. But because he had the ideology, and from him they took the ideology, now killing come. Killing Uthman in his house. Killing Ali radiallahu anhu when he went to the masjid. Until today, going and hunting the Muslims. They are sha'ab. This is the ideology of Khawarij. It's not me who say, I remember that. وَلَمْ وَدَعَى لَهُمْ بِالصَّلَاحِ making dua for the Muslim leader. Even if he's rebellious, he allow this, he allow this, he does this, make dua for Allah rectifies affairs. Oh Allah guide him. One of the great scholars, Fudayl ibn Iyad, rahimahullah, said, if I would have dua, one dua, supplication that Allah is accepting for me, I will make it for the Muslim leader. Brothers, some of you tonight, if you are given dua, some of you may say to get married soon, inshallah, to get good job, to get this alim, he says, if I would have dua that Allah accepted for me, I would have made it for the Muslim leaders. And he explained that. He said, because the dua for himself, for the Sheikh himself, is for him. But dua for the Muslim leader is for the entire Ummah. Look, the ikhlas and sincerity. If the Muslim leader become righteous, obedient to Allah, just, aiding Islam, being kind to the Muslims, defending them, the goodness goes back to the Muslims. Therefore, we make dua for the Muslim leader, Allah to guide them, Allah to aid them, Allah to protect them, Allah, they love good for the Ummah. And those who make dua against the Muslim leader, let alone calling people to revolt, spreading their shortcoming. They don't want to go for that Ummah. Rise, barakallahu feek. Look what happened when some people spread the Muslim leader is not, this leader is this, he is this. What happened to Somalia 30 years ago until now, struggling, bomb in the masjid, in the restaurant, in the hotel, in the street, explosion, endless. From that almost to that day. None of this used to happen when the government had a strong leader. None were lying. All education was free under that government. All education. Everything from the government, not from insurance company, not from such government, everything, all education, all health system, any doctor, free. So safety. Wallahi al-Alim, I remember after the praying Taraweeh, night time, there was time the buses stopped. And after Taraweeh, in the middle of Taraweeh, I remember I have to go. And mashallah, one of the great Quran reciters, he was reciting Taraweeh. I remember, I love in a way to continue listening to the recitation. And in a way, I know I have to walk if I don't get the bus before it stops. So I was waiting until the recitation he finished. When he finished, he said, Allahu Akbar, he went to the ruku. I go now to the kata with the bus. I remember you go from corner, last part of the night, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., to the other side of the country, capital, Mogadishu. Safety. Now can you do that? Even daytime is hard sometimes. Wallahi. So those people, the leader he did one. What did they get? Nothing. Corruption, killing. Go the same thing. See what happened to the Iraq and how those people have been humiliated in Syria until today, in Libya, in Yemen, in name it, in Sudan, the closest. And now they want to go, keep on doing it. To Saudi Arabia, keep on doing it. None is up. A'da'ullah. What do they ban from the Muslim in Sudan being in a tent, being in a refugee camp? Muslims in what do they benefit these people? This come from the Khawarij, ideology of Khawarij. Ahl Sunnah, they don't see it because of the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Ahl Ahwa, people of desire, the people of Ahwa, they don't see all these things. They don't see all this chaos. They don't see millions of Muslims suffering. Doesn't matter. One country, two, three, they continue. They wanted the same thing with Egypt. Allah protected them. Walillahi alhamdu wal minna. Think about what happened to Sudan, what happened to Libya, what have happened to Egypt. How many millions? What happened to Saudi Arabia? What happened to, what do you think? What happened to Pakistan? That's what they're doing. How many years fighting the Pakistani government? What these Muslims, where they go, where their house, where they burn down everything. Al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they're against it. And people, if people were not, some people were not pleased with Uthman, they were not pleased with Ali radiallahu anhu, Khulafa Rashidun. They were not happy with them until they killed them. Do you think they will be happy with any leader of our time today? Never they will. So the Shaykh, he said, whoever prays behind the Muslim leader, barran wa fajran, whether he is obedient or disobedient. And he sees the jihad is with them. It's not against them. It's not with somebody else. They order you follow if you come under their leadership. And he doesn't see to fight the Muslim leader. He doesn't see to go against them. He doesn't see to overthrow them. He doesn't. He doesn't say. He doesn't. And he made dua for them. He is out of Khawarij. Awwalihi wa akhirihi from beginning to end. Now you have someone who's on the member of Friday making dua, oh Allah destroy that Muslim leader, oh Allah shake the earth under him, screaming, he's about to fall down from the member. And some people are very emotional, mashallah, it's strong, Allahu Akbar, he said the haq. He didn't say the haq, he said falsehood. He called people to chaos, to be a refugee, to be raped, their life to be destroyed. Subhanallah, I used to see Syria. The mission, al-sha'abu yurid al-nidam, is the way they do in these groups. The sha'ab, the public, they wanna overthrow, they wanna ruin the system. It is the government. Very much handsome people dancing in the street of the capital, full of milk. Allahu alam, how many hundred thousands. Al-sha'abu yurid isqat al-nidam. And what happened? What happened? Syria is gone. Million is gone. Only Allah knows what happened. Many of our beloved brothers and sisters from Syria, some of the daily went, la ilaha in Somalia, asking help. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And you have these leaders of these groups saying, Syrians, if they lose 1 million, go ahead, fight. If you lose 1 million, you have more millions. A woman bring birth, mashallah, alhamdulillah. Go ahead. Wal-ayyadu billah. Ahl-Sunnah, they're against that. So anyone who talk about the Muslim leader, he's a Muslim. If he's a Muslim leader, yes, he does something wrong. Yes, he has disobedience. Yes, all that doesn't take away from being a Muslim. It doesn't take away from being a Muslim leader. That's the reality. He's the head of the army. He's the head of the police. He's the head. He's the one who cannot go to that country without his permission, without his soldier, without his. So he's the Muslim leader. Build, don't destroy. Make dua for him. If there is sin happening in that country, made by the leader himself, warn against the sin. Alcohol is haram, dancing is haram, so on this is haram. Warn against all evil, but don't connect to the leader. Don't say the leader did it. But everything good, enjoy. Everything evil, warn against it. This is the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And then finally the Shaykh said, now. Advising the leader, how to advise the leader. If you are able to advise the leader, generally, general advice, enjoying the good, forbidden, and the evil, is advice for the leader. And if your word reaches, you hear the khayr, you join the good. You mentioned Allah said, you mentioned the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sahaba, they said, the leader come to know, alhamdulillah, that's general. But specifically, you want to advise the leader, alhamdulillah, go to him and advise him. Idhaba ila Fir'aun, what Allah said to Prophet Musa and Harun in Surah Taha, وَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. Go to Fir'aun, talk to him, say to him, لَهُ, to him, not to other people through him, to him, and say soft words. So go to the leader. He had a gathering, he had a meeting. Go to him, advise him, address him, but in a soft words, word of respect, gentleness. You able? Do that. He kill you, you go to Jannah. He accept the advice, alhamdulillah. He doesn't accept but doesn't kill you, you did your job. You are not able. You will never see the leader. They will not allow you to get into it. Nothing is on you. You can send your message to the scholar, your message through the minister, through one of the family member, through one of the... Do that, alhamdulillah. You are not able. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Nothing more than is on you. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من أراد أن ينصح لذي السلطان فلا يبدي علانية فليأخذ بيدي فإن قبل فلاك وإلا فقد أدى الذي عليه. Hadith Abu Dawood, whoever wants to advise someone on authority, he should take his on his hand. He should be with him alone. He should advise. He accept. If not, he did that which was upon him. So that's the way to advise the Muslim leader. If you meet with him, even in front of the people, like tonight there would have been, for instance, here a leader, one of the Muslim leaders, he would have been here, you are in the gallery, and that happens. Sometimes Muslim leaders, they meet with the people, advising them in a good way, in front of everyone, but not behind him, not behind him, not in a way he cannot answer, he cannot defend himself. If you say something about the leader in front of him, the leader can give his opinion. He can give his side of the story. He can defend himself. Okay? But if you talk about him and he's not there, how are you going to defend himself? So stay in front of him or take him to a corner and advise. Either way is from the Sunnah of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But to backbite him, like some, those guru, what they do? He comes, he gives Friday lecture, he talk about the leader, our leader is bad, it happened. The leader is bad, the leader is bad. Jazakallahu khairan. Barakallahu fiik. Hasanallahu alayhi. The leader is bad, the leader is bad. And then before Friday lecture ends, the police come. That Muslim comes, the police come looking for this. This man, he already prepared a door in front of the masjid and he ran, he escaped. And people are being put into the jail. For he, nobody knows, he already ran. This is what you're doing? This is not the way of the messenger of Allah. This is not the way. So the Sheikh said, I conclude with this one. He said, وَمَنْ قَالَ الْمَقَادِيرُ كُلُّهَا مِنَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ خَيْرُهَا وَشَرُّهَا يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَقَدْ خَرَجَ مِنْ قَوْلِ الْقَدَرِيَّةِ أَوَّلِهِ وَآخِرِهِ وَهُوَ صَاحِبُ السُّنَّةِ. Listen, this statement. بسم الله. Whoever says the decree, all of it is from Allah. It is good, it is bad. Allah guides whom He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of His just, azza wa jal. And Allah misguides, and Allah guides whom He wills, because of His virtue, subhanahu wa ta'ala, His favor. The one who says that, he is out of qadariya, the statement of qadariya from beginning to the end. The qadar is one of the pillars of faith. And it has four principles. To believe Allah knows everything. To believe that Allah wrote down that knowledge in Lawh al-Mahfuz. To believe nothing happened but by the will of Allah. Everything. To believe Allah is the creator of everyone, including the human and their actions. Wallahu khalaqakum wa ta'amal. So this is believing the Qadr. If somebody says, he says, no, there's no Qadr. Allah didn't decree anything. He's Qadr. If somebody says, yes, Allah decree everything, and it means he doesn't have free will, human beings don't have free will, he's qadr, called Jabariyya. So, The one who says Allah subhanahu, everything is by the decree of Allah. It is good, it is bad. Everything by the decree of Allah. Allah guides whom He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah misguides whom He wills. He guides whom He wills, subhanahu, out of His virtue, favor, and kindness, and generosity, and rahmah, and mercy. And Allah misguides whom He wills, but He's just. Someone doesn't want the guidance. He doesn't want the guidance. Allah is not forcing it. Allah gave the human free will. وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. The truth is from your Lord. Whoever wants to let him believe, whoever wants to let him disbelieve. Someone who doesn't want the guidance. Allah gave him everything. Allah created him, making his system function, having oxygen, eating, drinking, sleeping, walking, having enjoyment, having the blessing of Allah. And he's not thanking Allah for that. He's not believing in his Lord. He's not obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He chooses that evil path. Allah is not forcing him and guiding him. He's not the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal. يهدي به الله من اتبع رضوانه وسبل السلام. Allah guides whoever take the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah guides whom He wills. Subhana, by His fadl. And Allah misguides whom He wills, by His just. Naam. The one who says this, the Shaykh said, he is out of the statement of Qadariyya. And then when the Shaykh mentioned those four groups, and whoever is free from them, free from Khawarij, free from Shia, free from Murji'ah, free from Qadariyya, he said, وَهُوَ صَاحِبُ السُنَّةِ. And this man, this individual, is upon the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By being free from the ideology of these four groups, you are upon the Sunnah. Not only being free from the ideology of Khawarij, but having the ideology of Shia, Shi'ism, the ideology of Murji'a, the ideology of Qadari. No, you have to free yourself from all these ideologies. Brothers and sisters in Islam, understand this point. All the groups around you, deviate groups, mainly you'll find they have problem with this nation. So Ibn Mubarak, rahimahullah, he was right. When he said that the 72 deviate groups are originally from these four. Also, don't forget the group called Al-Jahmiyya, who from them many groups, Asha'ira, Maturidiyya, Mu'tazila, name them, and today those many groups follow them. They are originally Al-Jahmiyya. Jahmiyya who deny the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then after Jahmiyyah, you find even people having problem with Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. Someone say you can call the dead, you can call saint, you can call all the messenger of Allah, O Jailani, O Tijani. It's not shirk. It's not good. It's not shirk. It's good. It's tawassul. Wal-iyad billah. And now you move on. You find people even having problem with the rububiyyah and denying Allah's existence. You see, things are getting worse. Well, a'yadu billah. It started from little thing, it turned to be a big. As Imam Barbahari in his book, he said, wahda, sigar al-muhdathat, fa innaha ta'udu hatta tasira kibara. Avoid the minor innovations. It comes back until it turns to be a big one. You remember Ibn Mas'ud, when he comes to those group who had the guy in the masjid, سبحوا مئة كبروا مئة هللوا مئة say لا إله 100 times say سبحان 100 times say الله 100 times and they use pebbles to count. One of them ordered them. Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه what he said to them. حدثنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن قوم يقرؤون القرآن لا يجاوز حناجرهم. The message of Allah تعالى يقولوا الرسالة القرآن does exceed their throat. ويم الله إلا على أكثر منكم. By Allah maybe most of you are among you. أكثر most of you are among them. And among those Khawarij, subhanAllah, time go by, Ibn Mas'ud, he passed away. The same people he was talking to turned to be the Khawarij who fight Ali radiallahu anhu the day of Narwan. So minor innovation leads to a bigger one. Never believe in innovation. Stick to the understanding of the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala alayhi. We ask Allah al-Karim subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us. We ask Allah al-Karim subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us. We ask Allah al-Kareem subhanahu wa ta'ala bi asma'i al-husna wa sifati al-ula to increase our guidance. We ask Allah al-Kareem subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from deviations. We ask Allah al-Kareem subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us good ending. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid and to support our Muslims who are suffering in Palestine. The Muslims who are suffering in Palestine. Oh Allah, anta ala kulli shayin qadir. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. I'm sorry, I take tell me 10 minutes almost, maybe 25 minutes.
Which one do you want to use? This one or this one?
How do you mute it?
Okay.
I guess mute when you turn it off.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la